GM.
Yo, GM. Sorry, I finished eating.
No worries. Was it good?
Was okay.
Nice.
How are Flex. We doing today?
Good, man, good. Flex is coming on stage now.
Nice. Where do you go without Flex?
Flex is a blessing.
Yes, sir. I'm here. What's up?
Yo, hey, yo.
Was geht?
Alles gut, und du?
Auch. Hatte am Wochenende ein Event. Und, Hermann. Ansonsten alles super.
Nice.
Was geht bei euch so?
Ja, working. Und, ja. Einfach immer weiter, ne?
Ja, Mann. Ich bin auf jeden Fall jetzt auch Kira-Member.
Nice.
Inwiefern arbeitet ihr bei dem Projekt eigentlich mit? Habt ihr nicht irgendwie gesagt, dass ihr sogar irgendwie da mit jemandem zusammenarbeitet, dem das gehört? Oder habt ihr das gefounded?
Also, wir haben es nicht direkt gefounded, aber wir haben, wir kannten halt denjenigen, der das gemacht hat. Und haben dann sehr früh gekauft und haben uns entschlossen, für unseren Bag zu worken, wie man in Krypto sagt. Und seitdem haben wir das quasi übernommen.
Aha.
Und lieben das Ganze.
Digga, krass, Jungs. 1. Okay, wild. Weil es ist schon ein huge potential, wirklich.
Ja, also,
wenn ich mal drüber nachdenke, könnte das ein absoluter Five-Head-Move sein.
Ja.
Weil lass mal Inch wirklich auf $250 gehen. Mhm. Leute, die ganze Leute werden exposed auf die Blockchain, Leute werden nach Memecoins suchen. Mhm. Und keine Ahnung, was ein Memecoin jetzt erfolgreich macht, aber irgendwie das Branding alleine passt, ist geil.
Jawohl.
Ja, Mann.
Der Name, das Logo, das ist alles auf einem Level, wo ich nicht wusste, dass es von euch ist, und ich dann dachte so, warte mal, über Weihnachten haben die doch auch damit irgendwie gearbeitet. So.
Ja.
Weißt du, so in die Richtung schockt es mich sogar, deswegen absolut hohes Potenzial, wenn die Erscheinung es mir so, weißt du, ihr wisst, wie ich meine?
Ja.
Und ja, wie viel jetzt, ich meine, ich hab 100% gemacht mit meinem Investment.
Was okay, verdoppelt.
How nice ist. Ich will auf jeden Fall noch mehr reinstecken.
Okay.
Buy the dips.
Ja, buy the dips.
Ja.
Buy the dips when people are dumping.
Okay.
Ja, auf jeden Fall Dips kaufen. Also wir haben sehr viel geplant. Und da wird auf jeden Fall noch mehr kommen. Also far from done auf jeden Fall.
Wer ist denn die Konkurrenz außer Ninja? Gibt es noch andere Meme-Coins, die aktuell poppen?
Kant. Und Injective Quants.
Okay, ja.
Die haben auch einen Token und ja, sonst niemand.
Es gibt keine weiteren Meme-Coins.
Nope.
Nicht relevant. There are some memes.
Yeah, let's switch to English. We have people
okay.
in here. What's up, Quiz?
hello, Quiz. Yeah, so they are more than just these 3-4 memes, but they are not relevant. They are just
okay.
Either small, and most of them just are dead or are about to die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So essentially, you got Kira, you got Ninja, and you got Kant.
Yeah.
Which is still it's super early. You got like 3 good meme coins on the chain.
And
so yeah, right now it's kind of a no-brainer, and essentially these memes are establishing themselves as you know, the go-to memes of the chain. And as you said, for me, it's just Kira is just the most personal one in terms of it has a very good personality. It fits the meme. It's Mirza's cat. You know, it's Mirza is one of the main team members. So it just fits the vibe of everything, essentially.
Absolutely. Then you also have Baby Dojo that just launched. So have you heard of Dojo before, Flex?
I have, but I painted it.
Well, they just launched their newest coin. So Baby Dojo is a reflection coin, the first ever on the whole Cosmos chain, like Injective and all of the rest, you know?
And so Cosmos is pretty much the... how can you compare it to Ethereum? Is Cosmos is kind of the top layer, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But Injective still is its own blockchain, not layer two.
Yeah, it's using the Cosmos SDK, essentially.
Ah, you still explained me this SDK. Yeah, what was SDK standing for again?
What was it? A software development kit.
Okay, so it's using the same, but it's not a layer two.
No, it's a layer one. Yeah, it's own layer one. However, all blockchains using the Cosmos SDK can communicate or have this inter-blockchain communication where you can seamlessly just, you know, transfer assets from one blockchain to the other if it's using the Cosmos SDK.
Okay, so I can technically send my Inch meme coins to a Cosmos address?
You could. So for example, Kira could be traded on Osmosis, which is a native Cosmos. So essentially it could be traded there. Yeah.
But okay. There has to be a pool established first, of course.
Yeah, and then some more development stuff. It's not just, you know, there is some dev work to it, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is crazy though, you have the Leap wallet, right, Flex?
I have Kepler.
You have Kepler? Okay, so in the Leap wallet, you can swap between the different chains in seconds. So you can, for example, send some funds, bridging them basically, but within the wallet itself, and that is on the whole all of the Cosmos chains. It works like that, so it's very seamless.
Mm-hmm.
Bullish.
And is there any way to stake Kira?
Oh, it's coming! It's coming. We have been working on it. It's gonna come. It's taking much longer than expected, but there is a whole idea behind it. If you go on the website kira.cat and you go to the utility, you can read all about it. The plan has been established since 2 months almost, and it's almost done. And since we are building a really a stable thing, everything gets audited, so it's much more time consuming than anticipated, but it's almost done.
Okay, cool. Very excited. Definitely. I swapped some of my Inch into Kira. And I want to load up. I don't want to spend my Inch for it, so I'm going to load up on Bridged USDT to swap that into it. The market cap is small. How is it when it comes to Inch meme coin? Liquidity when swapping, is there, let's say I want to sell my Kira, would I be able to sell them right away?
Depends on how much, but so right now the biggest pool has for almost 500,000 liquidity, which
dollar.
Is which is not bad. Maybe,
but if I want to sell 500k, could I do it?
No, if you sell 500k into a 500k liquidity pool, you will get wrecked. Like you will lose like 60% of your value. So,
because the price is gonna change after like 20% of the token, and it automatically gives me less money back.
Yes, much, much less. But 500k is not bad. So right now this is the biggest pool. Maybe it will change and become even bigger, who knows? maybe we have some plans for that, but 500k is not bad. Like right now, you can ape 20k easily in one transaction. It's not a problem. 500 inch, 1,000 inch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't plan on putting in 500k, but just
why not?
To understand.
why not? Explain it.
Okay. So meme coins are technically not sustainable investments, but it's very fun, and I want to get into it, especially not on on a low saturated blockchain, but it's still just fun, so I'm not going to gamble too much. That's why. So disclaimer to everyone, if you are looking to invest into meme coins, just invest what you could lose.
Oh, 100%. 100%. 100%. But yeah, it's cool. It's meme coins are essentially, you know, driving more people to Injective. I think it's one of the best means of adoption to a new blockchain. So it's cool to see that a lot of meme coins are pumping well, especially these last couple of days. It's been a pleasure to watch all the volume come in. And, you know, Injective is still, you know, very young and still improving so much. Today, as you see in the pin post, they have brought USDC, native USDC to Injective, which just goes to show that, you know, they are, you know, truly becoming a blockchain that is becoming, you know, truly interoperable. And also Flex, I didn't know if you, I don't know if you saw this, but they have released INEVM. So essentially this is, it's like an L2 for Ethereum. However, it's all going to be settled on Injective. So essentially it's the opposite of an Ethereum L2. It's like you have access to the code base of Ethereum. However, the transactions and everything is settled on Injective. So you get the, you know, transaction finality, you get the transaction fees and everything from Injective. However, developers can import Ethereum or Solidity code and, you know, run it on top of Injective, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that is truly why Injective has been pumping so much, because this is a big thing, because it's the first time that, you know, EVM or Ethereum code is truly, you know, being able to be imported just like that into the Cosmos ecosystem, because essentially SDK is using a different programming language. So Ethereum developers are going to have, you know, a hard time bringing their code onto Injective or Cosmos in general. And so INEVM is just, you know, eliminating this barrier. All Ethereum developers can now through, and that's very interesting, through. So essentially, if you deploy a code on Ethereum, you go onto remix.ethereum.something and you deploy your code there. And for INEVM, it's exactly the same. So you go through the Remix website to deploy your code. So as you would if you would be launching on Base or Arbitrum or Ethereum itself. But it gets deployed on top of Injective. So you get all the benefits of Injective and you get the simplicity of Solidity. So I think that's very, very huge, and not a lot of people realize how big this really is. I think the best way to do it is to try it out yourself. Essentially, you can go onto INEVM.com and connect your MetaMask wallet, and you can connect the new INEVM chain or import it to your MetaMask. You can bridge Injective from the Inch network to INEVM, and you will see the INJ in your MetaMask, just like you would if you connected to Arbitrum or anything else. And then you can use it on different dApps. So it's going to be interesting. So once developers start coming in, yeah, go ahead.
That's very, very bullish news. And now I understand where the money is flowing in from. I was about to ask, what do you think why there is so much new holders and new money coming into Injective? This could be definitely one of the big reasons.
Yeah.
What else could there be that's driving people traffic to Injective? I don't see many NFTs being developed, built. What else is being built on Injective?
Yeah, so I think one major catalyst was Dojo, of course. Dojo has, they have what, 65,000 followers. They have 40 million. They had 40 million market cap. And I think they have attracted a lot of, you know, people, new people. You know, as always, the first native DEX on the new chain is always like the alpha play. And I think that brought a lot of people already. They, you know, with the Baby Dojo airdrop, I think that brought in a lot of people as well, because essentially you got 42% of your current holdings, whether it was Dojo or the Dojo ecosystem coins like Cage or Sushi as well. You got 42% of all that dollar value airdropped. So if you had 100K, you would get an airdrop of 42K essentially. And so people went ahead and just bought a shit ton of Dojo tokens and Sushi tokens and whatever to get the most amount of airdrop, essentially. So there were people getting like 5 to 6 figure airdrops just like that from Dojo.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's insane. And they have used a lot of their own funds to create such a market cap, because they had to launch Baby Dojo at like 25 million market cap, essentially 42%.
Whoa.
Of the Dojo market cap, plus minus, it was a bit less. But they had to provide a lot of money from themselves. But that brought in a lot of people as well, because you know how people are with airdrops these days. So yeah, that's another reason. And then of
very,
course,
very brave thing to do. I mean, 25 million in market cap that they give is a tough move, but it probably paid out pretty well.
Yeah, bro, it was so planned. I mean, to be fair, like I am in touch a lot with the Dojo team. I have been since the beginning because of a few different things, and the level of smartness that they bring to the table is just like unmatched. Like, I have been in crypto since 2017. We have, you know, invested in a lot of projects, and I have never, ever, ever seen a team like Dojo. Truly, it's the best team I have ever seen in the space. They are experienced. They, you know, have been running projects before that had over a billion in TVL. So they know exactly what they are doing. And yeah, I personally, I'm super, super bullish on them.
So you're not just bullish on the team, you also hold the token?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. Now after the airdrop, I just, you know, changed my holdings a little bit. But in general, all the Dojo ecosystem tokens are a very good hold in general, I think, for everyone. So that'd be Dojo, that would be Sushi, and Baby Dojo as well.
Nice. Did the price of Dojo drop after the airdrop?
Yeah, of course. Of course, it's now minus 40% from all-time high, or a bit more, maybe minus 50%.
And all-time high was the
$1.20.
And
this was, the snapshot was at around $1, so close to all-time high. But after the snapshot, it dropped like 40%.
It would have been very smart to just trade the bullish news on the airdrop.
There was 500%. Definitely a play to be made.
Why didn't we do that?
Honestly, I'm not willing to. I'm just, you know, my personal goal, not financial advice, is to build a big Dojo position, because I believe in their main token. I believe that, you know, they might be listed on either Bybit or Binance very, very soon. We're talking about maybe 4 to 6 weeks, I guess. And that itself is bullish enough for Dojo to go over 100 million market cap as being the first, you know, native DEX on Injective going to 10 billion, 20 billion market cap. It's just a no-brainer play for me to accumulate as much Dojo as I can. And I don't want to go ahead and rotate in and out because of news and try to trade it. I just want to accumulate as much as possible, essentially. So
yeah,
that's how I play it.
Got you.
Maybe Ethereum Lux has a different theory.
No, I'm definitely giga bullish as well. And I don't know, man. I just hold and don't want to stress too much.
That's the way to go.
Yeah, and they have a single Dojo staking as well right now, which is paying out like 77% APR. So even there, you can get a pretty good, you know, if you have a substantial amount of Dojo, you can get a nice daily payment there in Dojo that you can, you know, either sell for USDT for injective, and just have like sort of a passive income. Also, Dojo is planning to burn 60% of their supply in April, I guess, or March even. So that's even more bullish. So
nice.
The total supply will be dropped by 60%. So that's going to bring the fully diluted valuation, which is now at like 500 million market cap. It's going to bring it down a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is all of that. It's just, you know, it's just, if you count all the bullish points together, to me it just makes total sense, and it's a no-brainer play in the next like 2 to 3 months.
Okay, last question. Where to buy Dojo and how to stake Dojo?
You do all on dojo.trading. So you can use their swap, you can use their pools. So essentially dojo.trading, and you should find all the information there.
Okay, and I connect my injective wallet?
Yeah, exactly. You can use MetaMask, Kepler, Leap, whatever feels best to you. Dojo. If you use a ledger, you got to use MetaMask.
Okay, got you. I got a Dojo swap. Nice.
Yes, sir. And then another thing that's also more bullish than we might think is Athena Labs. So Athena Labs is an Ethereum-based project, and they have launched USDE, which is essentially, it's a derivative of US dollar bonds, if I'm not mistaken. And so essentially it's pegged to dollar, but you can get yield on it essentially real yield. And they have integrated with Injective, and you can now on Mito Finance, you have a pool. Let me get it here. You have a pool with USDE and USDT, where you get 20% APY on stable coins. So that again is huge if we think about it, because it's the first kind of stable coin vault on Injective, which is of course again going to attract a lot more capital flowing in, because people are looking for those, you know, stable coin yields, maybe not in a bull market so much, but it's always a good way to attract big money. And as Injective, you know, is the blockchain built for finance, their, you know, main goal is to attract a lot of institutions, and institutions want to, you know, have their stable coins working for them. So if they can get a 20% APY with, you know, pretty low risk, I want to say, that is a huge opportunity to attract more institutions, and institutions are going to bring liquidity, and liquidity, as we know, on Injective is available to anyone. So the on-chain order book can essentially be used by any and every dApp that is building on Injective. So, you know, all of this is just, it's just coming together and makes so much sense.
Really, really amazing, amazing introduction, and also a description that you gave here. Thank you so much for that. And I was just going on the page, and I have to say all the time, Injective is just way too smooth. Everything that I do, really, from the beginning on, whether it was bridging it on the Injective hub, or if it is buying NFTs or swapping to USDT, or now here, everything is quick, easy, fast, looking nice, super, yeah, super bullish. And everything, yeah, you said with institutional money coming in and reasons for it, I get it. And it makes sense. I'm giga bullish on Injective, honestly. Thank you so much for introducing me to it. Last question before I'm making some burgers. Now I have Dojo, and I want to check out how to stake it. How do I do it? I go on earn.
And then you go on to pools.
Pools, and then the top pool is Dojo.
Yes,
Dojo. Exactly. And then I take like max of my amount that I have in Dojo.
Exactly.
And as usual, I approve.
Yeah, and then you earn some, you enjoy some passive earnings.
And now it's starting. This is what I mean. Everything is so simple, man.
Shit. Yeah, so over the last like day or two, we had some RPC issues, but that is more like, you know, Injective, the whole dev team, like the blockchain is working extremely smooth. However, the public RPC nodes that Injective is using are not optimized for all the traffic that is coming in. So there might be one or the other issue when, you know, either swapping or staking or whatever. But all that are just RPC issues, and I think that's going to be fixed in the weeks to come.
Got you. Thank you so much, man.
Awesome. Well, Flex, enjoy your burgers.
Thank you.
You could do some for me as well. I'm still hungry. I'm going to pass by and eat some.
Man, let's make some burgers together soon. Little Divine Being Holder meetup. You know how bullish I am on these meetups.
Yes. Yes. Injective burger meetup.
Yeah. I mean, you can come and come to me, or I come to you.
Yeah, definitely.
But we gotta do it.
Yeah, 100%, bro. I'm gonna text you. We're gonna text you in the coming days.
For sure. Let's do it.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Good. I just saw here. Let me pin this as well. As we talked a little bit about NFTs as well, I just saw this post now, but Talis has made a few updates to their platform. So number one, I see Launchpad Agenda, which is super bullish. You have been asking for a place to check all upcoming mints. So they have a Launchpad Agenda, which is very, very good. You can, you know, follow all upcoming mints. Group tokens, you can now organize your tokens. Ah, yes. In your My NFT section on your profile, you can immediately see all the different NFTs that you hold, and they are grouped, and you can just click on a group and then you see, for example, all your Premier Ninjas, all your Divine Beings and whatever. So that's bullish as well. And then they have number three, Exploration Zone. As we are completing the last items leading to decentralization, we want to try and offer the first step into permissionless creation. Interesting. So we'll see how that develops as well. And then multiple offers. So they have essentially just improved the UX of the offer system. And then, of course, the X-Talis display balance in the dashboard tab. Send and burn NFTs. Yes. And multiple minor fixes. Good. So it's good to see that Talis is still evolving. I think the NFT space has been a bit more quiet in the recent weeks, and I think that's very normal. It's when, you know, tokens start to launch on chain. It's what most people are interested in, it's what most people are following. So yeah, of course, NFTs have been a bit more quiet, but I think in general, the NFT hype will come back at some point. And, you know, there have been, you know, a lot of NFTs, you know, still flourishing. Of course, we have Premier Ninjas and the Quants, which are always doing well. We had Burp, who has been doing some good trades with his treasury. And yeah, but also looking back, a lot of, you know, OG projects, or in general, a lot of projects that launched in the recent months, you know, just kind of faded away. And there have been a few that have established themselves. But yeah, it's kind of, I feel that the NFTs are kind of going under in the whole, you know, token, meme coin, utility token craze. And but there's a time for everything. We had a time for NFTs. Now we have a time for the tokens. And there's going to be a time where, you know, both of them are just going to pump. And in my opinion, Premier Ninjas are going to be like the go-to collection on Injective. And of course, we as the Divine Beings, we have not stopped. We are still here. We had a few issues with our Learn and Earn content, but now we have it fixed.
and we will definitely bring the new learn and earn this week for sure, probably tomorrow or on Friday. So for all of you Divine Beings NFT holders, get ready to get some juicy learn and earn rewards, and you know, learn some pretty cool stuff. We have content coming from our artist Jessica. She is a relationship coach. So if you you know, are looking to, you know, find your soulmate, or you know, get into a relationship, or having a hard time doing that, the next Learn and Earn is going to be for you, definitely. So keep an eye on that, and we will make sure that the rewards are more than rewarding for everyone participating. And yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, which NFT projects are going to stay in the long run. I see Hobos is still working a lot. Premier Ninjas, Aliens have, I guess, been working a lot as well. I've not been following them so much. They have been releasing in staking, but no idea what has been going on since that. And yeah, apart from that, as Flex said, not many projects have minted. So let's see, maybe with the upcoming agenda, we can, you know, get bullish on some new projects. And yeah, we're going to have some cool token launches as well. We have Hydro Finance, which is currently doing their launchpad presale on Mido, and it's ending in about a day and a half. And so if you haven't invested yet, make sure to do so. If you have 10 inch staked, no matter what validator, you can invest up to 500 inch into their presale. So it's oversubscribed by, I think, 400%. So if you invest 500 inch, you're going to have like a close to 100 inch allocation. So yeah, if you're interested in Hydro liquid staking, it might be a bit of an alpha play here, because Injective themselves and the Injective VC have you know, invested into Hydro protocol, and I guess that they don't want to do bad, so they are going to be doing everything for Hydro to be successful, I guess. So yeah, that's super interesting. If you did the testnet on Hydro a couple months ago, you qualified for the airdrop as well, and you can check if you qualified in this post. I'm going to pin it here now. So we have Hydro coming. We had the first Mido launch, Quants, which was, or Kunt, which was a bit of a mess. So I hope that with Hydro, it's going to go better. We had a few LP issues. A few people didn't get the LP that they needed or that they deserved. So there were a few issues there. But apart from that, yeah, we have Hydro, and we have 13 or Qi token coming up. The launch will be on Blocksmith Labs. There's going to be a presale on there. So Blocksmith Labs is the platform that, you know, is doing all the collabs for the NFTs. And they have been working a lot with Injective as well. So it's going to be launching there. So make sure to follow them. Let me just find something here. I think this is perfect. They have posted their tokenomics as well. Ah, this is cool. So 45%, let me pin this. So 45% are going to be used for the Atlas presale or the Blocksmith Labs presale, which is good. 45% sounds very fair. 25% for the Mido Vault. So the if you stake your LP on Mido, you're gonna get rewards. And then a community fund of 20%. Who knows what this is going to be used for? 5% for airdrops, probably for Ninja community, Burp community, and so on. And incentives, 5%. So sounds very fair. And that's going to be a meme coin that, you know, I'm going to be looking forward to as well. It's been created by the Injective OGs themselves, so. Yeah, some cool vibes there as well. So let's see what Qicoin is gonna be bringing to the table. So yeah, it's shaping up. So if we if we go back and listen to, you know, this weekly spaces that we have been doing for 4 months now, even 5 months, which is crazy. In the very beginning, we were, you know, talking about everything that's happening right now. And literally everything is happening, like Inch is mooning, dApps are deploying, tokens are launching, you know, NFTs, everything. It's beautiful to see. It's beautiful to see. So cool to see how far we have come, you know, with everything that's happening. And I mean, we're still just getting started. I'm super, super excited. And yeah, let's see what's happening. Let's see what's happening. Ethereum Lux, what are you saying to this?
Man, I love your vibe today. You are just going on and on and on and get these downloads and just share tons of information. I love it. And you're absolutely right. Many things that we said, they became true. And it's beautiful to witness. And some of you that have been on here, you got some major alpha. You know, I remember the last like 2-3 weeks ago, we spoke about Zushi and how bullish we were, and then literally 3 days later, it was up 5x. So feels good, and let's keep it up like this. It's amazing.
Yes, sir. I'm sharing some more alpha here. Number one, we have Ninja Shuttles minting on 21st of March. If you were in the Inch Muncher group or in the Premier Ninjas Discord group, you would have had a possibility to get a pre-sale allocation for a mint. So you could buy, I don't know how much it was. I think, I don't know, I'm not sure. A couple of dollars to get a mint spot for the Ninja Shuttles. And Ninja Shuttles is giga bullish because they, you know, it's the NFTs of the Signally coin. Signally has been pumping insanely much. I bought it first at, I don't know, something like 2 cents. And it's now sitting at something like, I don't know, I haven't even watched, like 12, 13, 14 cents, something like that. Wiz has been chilling it a lot. They have been integrating with Injective. It's kind of like a automated copy trading bot, whatever, with revenue share. And they have just been creating a ton of revenue over the past year. They have been around for quite some time, and they have just proven themselves right that they have a very, very good and profitable product. And by holding these NFTs, you're going to get a share of these trading vaults or these copy trading. I don't know exactly. You're going to have to look it up. But you're going to get a share of the revenue, and it's creating a shit ton of revenue. So that might be a good alpha play as well. So if you have a pre-sale there, make sure to not miss it. I don't know how much the NFT is going to cost, but you're going to have to read in their docs. But if you can, make sure to mint, because this one is for sure going to be very, very profitable in terms of return or utility that you get from the NFT. So make sure to check out Ninja Shuttles. And then another one, I'm going to pin it, is Yakuza. Yakuza is most likely going to be the second CW404. So CW404 is the NFT that is bounded with token. So the hyper liquid NFTs. And they're going to be launching on Injective on their own mint pad. And it's by Cage Finance. Cage Finance is the Telegram bot. And so they are launching their CW404. So make sure to check it out. And if you want an OG spot, you can go to this post that I'm going to pin now, which is a Kira giveaway. So if you participate, maybe you get lucky. We're going to pick 50 winners, 50 OG spots. And there's only 100 comments. So for now, every second person will win. So that might be a good cheat code for you as well to get a spot in Yakuza. And might be something very bullish. Who knows? I'm not 100% sure of the utility, but as I know Cage Finance, they have some plans up their sleeves. So there's tons of alpha. And I think the more we go on, the bigger it's going to get. And we're, you know, still at a point where we can kind of keep up with the alpha. But not for long, I guess. I guess we're just going to keep pumping and bring out more and more good projects on Injective. So
pump it up.
Yes, sir. Also, yes, Shannon. Yeah. Shannon is also mentioning Levana protocol. They have been around for a while as well, multi-chain protocol, and they're doing an airdrop on Dojo. So if you hold Sushi, you're going to be qualifying for the Levana airdrop as well. Their token is already trading. Personally, I'm not super bullish on them. In that, because Levana, I think, is leveraged trading. It's leveraged trading or fully collateralized perps coming to Injective. But I am more bullish in terms of perps on Filament Finance. Filament Finance is coming up on INEVM, and they have their testnet up. Try to get a spot. It's going to be a bit tough because they are almost all filled, but maybe you get lucky and you can get another testnet spot, which, of course, as you know, is most likely going to qualify you for some sort of airdrop. But they're going to launch on INEVM, probably going to be like one of the first INEVM projects to launch specifically on INEVM. And it's going to be a degen perpetual DEX and a little alpha from me. They are most likely going to have Kira perpetual trading as well. So if you want a long or short Kira, and I hope you want to long it, you're gonna be able to do that on Filament Finance, most likely very soon after their launch. So
huge.
Yeah, 100%. I've been in touch with them, and they've hinted that they want to do something with Kira, but we don't know exactly what it's going to be. So yeah, but definitely keep an eye on that. Follow them if they have any pre-sale. I don't know if it's going to be on Dojo or on their own platform. Definitely do it. Filament, I just think that the team is doing a very, very good job in terms of marketing, in terms of everything, really. They're bringing out NFTs as well. So yeah, just plenty of stuff around them, and 100% something that you should keep an eye on. That's going to be very, 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 very bullish.
Love it, man. Love it. Also, on Friday, Thalys is going to do, and for those who don't know, but you should know, Thalys is the NFT platform, the main NFT platform that is on Injective, and basically they are OGs. They're going to host a space on Friday. They call it Get to Know Your Creators, and it's going to be part of a series that they do. It's going to be once a week, every Friday. It's at 4 p.m. UTC. So if you want to stay in the loops and get to know more creators on Injective, then this is a good way to do it, just to go on the space on Fridays.
Nice. That's giga bullish as well, yeah.
Yeah, they are well positioned, and they know it, and they are pushing now.
Yeah, definitely. They should. I mean, it's a big opportunity. They had a lot of big investments, seed investments. So I think they kind of have to prove something here.
I know why you started now, because Mido Finance just posted something and you were like, what are they posting?
Oh, no, I didn't see. No.
Really?
No, on Divine Beings, I don't have notifications on for any posts. But what did they? No, they didn't post. What did they post?
Man, I swear I saw eyes, the eye emoji next to Mido. I also see nothing now, yeah.
Interesting.
Ah, yes, I do. Who needs something with quants? Yeah.
Ah, yes. Yes, power of Mido. Mido Finance has been the best player. Next evolution of DeFi. Yeah, I mean, we have to. One thing is for sure. Mido is doing a great job with their vaults. I think it's essentially just a market maker.
Yeah.
And it's keeping the LP pools very, very balanced. So, I think that's very bullish. I'm excited to see how Mido is going to evolve in the future, because at first I wasn't so bullish because I thought that they were, I think that they're still going to use Helix a lot, and this order book principle. I think Ethereum Lux and I, we talked a lot about it in person. This whole order book scenario is bullish, but you know, if you use it with meme coins, etc., I think that just a lot of people don't know how to use it or how it works, or you need, you know, a certain amount of liquidity for it to really, you know, kick in and work. But I think that, you know, these new vaults are helping that, you know, that for the liquidity to become thicker and to be much more easy to trade. And with the quants, we see it. They have a liquidity of like, I don't know, the liquidity to market cap ratio of like 50% or so. So it's very, very bullish for the long run. If Mito ever goes to like 50 million market cap and they have like a 25 million liquidity, that's going to be huge. It's going to be huge. So, yeah.
On another note, has anybody of your like any family members or any pleb friends contacted you about crypto lately?
No, actually not. Oh. My dad is already holding crypto since like 3 years, and he just told me recently that they went out to eat with friends, and one of them said, this whole Bitcoin thing, I hear a lot about it, but I have no idea what it is, blah, blah, blah. And so they just, you know, my dad was like, yeah, I can't follow it. I don't understand it and stuff. And I was like, dad, like, this is the best moment for you to learn about it. Like the normies like still have no clue what it truly is. Like they know Bitcoin, but they have no idea what it is. And it just goes to show how early we are. Like from a price point, yeah, you can say, yeah, we're at all-time high, 73K. It's, you know, we're moving, we're, you know, well into the bull market. But like from an adoption perspective or from a people understanding perspective, bro, they have no idea what a fucking blockchain is.
Man. By the way, Remy is in here. Hello, Remy. Remy is one of the members of team members of Talis, and I actually just teased that on Friday there will be this space and it's going to be a series each Friday. If you want to come on stage, feel free to come, Remy, and talk a little bit about that, and if you have any new plans for Talis that you can share here. If not, in the meantime, back to the question on why I asked you that, Divine, because today my parents they were like, oh, crypto is up a lot, and another friend of mine contacted me as well, and I was like,
don't tell me it's time to sell already.
Yeah, I told my parents, oh, so now I have to sell everything. And
no, please no.
Yeah. Please, no. Last time your friends, your pleb friends contacted you, it was definitely time to sell. But look at where we are now, you know.
I don't want to sell yet. I'm not ready yet.
God damn it. Hello, Remy. Welcome on stage.
Hello, guys. Sorry if you hear some noises around me. I'm just walking and doing a bit of sports, a bit of jogging. So it might be a bit noisy around me.
No worries. You are in the gym or what?
So thanks a lot for speaking of the space coming out on Friday. It's the first of a series, yes, and it's about presenting new projects coming to Talis, but not only that, it's about speaking of NFTs and putting the light into everyone's minds, because I know Injective has a lot of masterminds around it, and it should be the right time to start gathering everyone and speaking of NFTs in a wider way.
Yeah, love it. Well, good thing that you do that for sure. Bullish. And how has it been for you now that Inge is pumping and that traction is back And yeah, all eyes are on Inch, slowly but surely. How is it for you? How is your experience?
It has always been a good thing, but we are not focused on if injective is pumping or if it's not. We are really more on the building side of it, developing Thalys first, then having more people coming to it. So as the community is beginning to learn about the tokenomics and the way of earning more with NFTs, with CW404, for example, it's a new beginning for us with the Dollar Thalys token, which has come a few weeks ago, and now the X Thalys token, which is a way to earn the fees collected from the market itself. So right now it's not like a new beginning, but it's almost like Thalys V2 is coming to life.
Nice, I love that. I just want to ask you something, Remy. Are you on Thalys? Like, because from what I've heard, the CW404 standard is not super easy for someone who has no real dev knowledge to implement, with all the server and, you know, regenerating of new NFTs, etc. Are you planning on bringing support just like you did with like the normal NFTs with the metadata and stuff? Are you planning to bring support to CW404 as well?
So to be quite transparent with you, I'm only on the marketing side of Thalys, so I won't have the full knowledge about CW404. But from what I understand, it costs a lot, not only with dollars, but with servers, infrastructures, and such. So we cannot just create any 404. That's why we don't allow it as for now, since it requires a lot of updating the database. But in the long run, yes, we want to help as much creators as we can, and if it comes to expand the 404 universe into Thalys, yes, we will. But I cannot tell you like if it's going to be our next sprint, or if it's going to be a bit later, and if we will allow the creation of 404 directly on Thalys, since for now we are just hosting it.
Great, awesome. Yeah, because truly I think it's something that is here to stay, and it's to me it's going to be the future of NFTs, because it's the same, like essentially it's the same. We still have the NFTs and everything, but I what I love about it is just that they're just hyper liquid, and that you can just, you know, instantly sell however many NFTs that you have. If you want to sell them all, you can just do it in one transaction. And they're just hyper liquid. So personally, I think it's going to be the future for NFTs. But yeah, it's good to hear that that you guys are aware, and you know, maybe we can talk to someone else from the team who is more into those developments, and you know, we might be interested in doing something. Yeah, cool. Ethemerux, do you have any other question?
No. And it's funny that you asked this, because exactly this question I asked Remy in the DMs 2 days ago or something, when he told me about the plans of the space series. So I was like, good.
Great. Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Thalys as well. I see, Remy, that we talked about just before you came, we talked about all the updates on Thalys as well. So it's great to see you guys developing. Could you maybe tell us also if you guys have seen like an influx of, you know, new projects? How have you, you know, been seeing the mints? Have they been successful? I see that there have been like a ton of projects. I haven't really been following a lot of them.
But can you tell us a bit about that? Maybe how has the new mints been? How have the new projects been? Have there been a lot? Was there a lot of demand? Maybe tell us a bit about that.
So it's funny that you ask, because a few weeks ago, like a couple of weeks ago, since the big pump, I would say, we've seen a lot of projects coming in on Talis and asking to mint. Some were less developed than others, but there's always room for improvement, as I say. And it's pretty promising to see that many projects coming to Injective and created on Injective, because we've seen some SUI projects abandoning the first blockchain they were on and coming to Injective, but no, that isn't the case. That's native Injective projects, and seeing new Injective kids coming to the ecosystem is pretty promising. And I think we will see a big NFT Injective season, maybe in a few weeks, or if it hasn't started yet, it may start very soon.
Nice. One last question I have personally. When can we expect the revenue share to ex-Talis stakers?
So the first step to revenue share is the contract of ex-Talis coming back from audit, as you may know. We've communicated about that, going to audit, and it came back to us like a few days ago. So I cannot say precise dates, but it may not be that long until revenue share model comes to at least the V1, and everyone gets to earn what they deserve.
Awesome. So that revenue share, will that be like retroactive from a certain moment in time, or is it going to be from the revenue that you create, you know, starting from the release?
So a revenue share model is as you may have read on the article that we released a few weeks ago, it will be retroactive. Not with the dollar Talis staking that you may have done for a few weeks, but it will be retroactive with the benefits we did since the launch of Talis, which is around 10,000 injective inch. So there is an interesting pool to share with the dollar Talis stakers. But we won't be able to distribute that to people who stayed since the launch of Dollar Talis. It will be since the launch of the revenue share model.
Wow, that's huge. 10,000 inch, that's huge. I'm definitely going to be buying a lot more Talis then. and especially Talis is... I would say a bit cheap right now, so it might be a smart move actually for those people in here to pick up some Talis tokens and get that revenue share.
As always, non-financial advice, but we aren't here just to make meme coins. Our token has a utility behind it, and we intend to use it.
Yeah, 100%, man. I guess you know Talis being like the only real NFT platform. I guess the revenue is just, you know, it's going to increase as we get more more people on here. So, it's definitely a smart move. I mean, I guess I know what I'm going to do in the next couple of days. But if you tell us that it's going to come soon, big opportunity here, I guess. And I think a lot of people underestimate it because I think, you know, Talis made a lot of noise on launch. We had a big price pump from the pre-sale price. And I think it's now around the pre-sale price, if I'm not mistaken. So at this moment, I think it's quite a steal with what you just shared here with the revenue share coming up. So cool. thank you so much for sharing that. And
my pleasure, always.
For spilling the beans.
Beans are spilled. We've already talked about it. But it's always interesting to put interesting infos in everyone's minds. And we will share more about that in the upcoming days. But yeah, as you've said, it might be interesting to do some moves on Thalys right now.
Yes, sir. Awesome. That sounds very, very good. But yeah, I think, you know, with everything going on, you know, people like us just have a hard time following everything and every single article and everything, a single update from every project. So, you know, people might be missing it. So again, for those in here who, you know, got the alpha, you know, make sure to capitalize on it. There's, you know, so much opportunity on Injective right now. We have talked about so much stuff here on the space today. It's truly, you know, I think a generational opportunity, you know, being an Injective, you know, as early as we are. And, you know, a lot of people in here, you know, most people in here, I guess, you know, have been around for, you know, maybe, you know, almost a year or more even, you know, ever since Injective has really been, you know, starting to build this community. So yeah, it's cool. It's cool. And we just, you know, Ethereum and I talked about it just a few minutes ago. You know, a lot that we talked about on the first spaces on Divine Beings, you know, has actually been coming true. You know, the ecosystem is flourishing, dApps are launching, tokens are launching, NFTs are launching. It's truly, truly an exciting time to be on Injective, and a lot going on. So as you know, as we do on every Wednesday, we encourage you all to, you know, keep your focus high. You know, if there was ever a time to truly focus on crypto and on Injective, it is right now. It's truly a generational opportunity, you know, for you to make, you know, serious financial gains. Again, it's not financial advice, but we all know it in here. So yeah, truly, you know, keep your focus up, do as much research as you can, you know, join Premier Ninjas where you get alpha, join Divine Beings where you get alpha, join Chi Token where you get alpha, and you know, just hang around, you know, the people who have been here for a while, you know, Jakey in here, Okage in here, Quiz, you know, all the well-connected people, you know, make sure to network, to you know, get in touch with people where you can get, you know, early alpha. And just stay up to date, do your research on tokens, on projects, and just capitalize on this opportunity, because, you know, there's not many opportunities like this, I guess. And this is truly one where, you know, it can change your life in a matter of, you know, days or weeks. So yeah, make sure to take advantage.
If I may say one last thing, thanks a lot, Ethereum, Lux, and Divine Beings. It's been like a while since you started, and we haven't seen that many projects bringing that much utility into the game. And so many rug pulls coming, so many not that useful NFT projects, and you're a builder among builders. So that's great to have you here.
Let's go, man. Let's go. You're welcome. And thank you, too, for being there and providing us with the opportunity to launch and to build. And you're doing an amazing work. Keep it up.
Yeah, definitely, man. Thank you so much.
Likewise, you guys. Have a great one and see you on Friday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. It's been a pleasure. It's been super cool building on Injective. We're definitely not planning to leave anytime soon. You know, it's been a super fun ride up until this point. You know, we've met so many great people along the way, made, you know, so many cool connections. And it's, you know, it's truly been a pleasure. Truly, truly, truly. And I think, you know, for me, the most fun part about all of this has been this weekly space. You know, coming together, you know, there were spaces where you had 1500 people coming in, and then we had spaces where we had two people in, but all of them were just, you know, super fun. We had, you know, some great talks. We had some great laughs. I still, you know, remember when Pharmacist came on and he was just entertaining hundreds of people.
Holy shit.
Bro, that was so fun. And I think it's just, you know, only getting better. And, you know, if there's ever one thing I think that Ethereum Lux and I are going to keep doing, it's going to be this spaces. I don't think we're going to, you know, stop this anytime soon, because it's just been, in my opinion, the most valuable thing that, you know, we have been doing with the divine beings. To learn and earn and everything, you know, has been cool for the core community members, you know, to have been, you know, a lot of people participating, getting, you know, a lot of rewards. We have given out, you know, now, you know, up, you know, more than $3,000 in rewards. So that has been fun and all, but, you know, the spaces has truly been the thing for me that, you know, has touched me the most, connecting with all of you guys and with all the people that are not here today. And yeah, it's truly been valuable. So thank you all for, you know, still being here, still tuning in, and yeah, on to the next months of, you know, growth and fun.
Let's fucking go.
Nice. Awesome.
Let it all.
Yes. Cool. I guess we have talked about pretty much everything going on Injective. If you came in late, feel free to listen to the recording. As you know, we record all of this, all of these spaces. Just going to have to edit the beginning out, because we were with Flex here, and so the beginning was us speaking in German, but I'm going to cut that out so you you can listen to all the alpha being shared in here since the beginning. Yeah, Ethereum Lux, do you have anything else to add?
No, sir. Just saw a 13K buy on Kira. which is dope, and yeah, Inge is going nuts, love it, and let's fucking go. Jakey, I sent your request to join us on stage, you didn't do it, so it's okay.
It's okay for this time though.
I'm gonna dump all my cunt.
No, but super grateful for Jakey as well, man. You guys have been truly doing God's work on Injective, and you guys have proven to be, you know, the most insane builders in this space, and in a very different way. You know, it's not like, you know, aliens or other projects that have been pushing out products, but you have, you know, your community is your product, and you guys have been doing an absolutely insane job. Jake, you're here, maybe you can leave us with some last words. Yeah, man, truly grateful for you. Truly grateful.
I love you guys. I didn't realize that you guys sent me a request earlier. Sorry, was not looking at my phone, so I couldn't see it. But thank you for all of the praise. You guys don't need to be doing that, because you guys are also absolutely smashing it. Congratulations on Kira being up like what, 80% in the past 24 hours?
Yeah, something like that.
That is nuts. So congrats to you guys. I'm super excited for things to come that I don't think I'm allowed to talk about, but I'm excited. You guys are absolutely smashing it. Thank you for the kind words. And to Remy, I'm kind of mad we didn't get invited to the Injective community space. You know, I would have loved to have been invited to that, especially because we'd love to chat with you all as well. So for the next one, please invite us, Remy. Love you. But yeah, I guess parting words is, you know, it's a beautiful day. The weather is fantastic. Here in Canada, we're normally used to snow being here and freezing weather, and it's sunny and it's bright, and I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. So I'm going to go bounce outside. The weather's fantastic, and you guys should all do the same as well.
Hey, Jakey. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
So the first one is about inviting a few projects
some news, some older ones, but we cannot invite everybody. But indeed, the first one is about presenting some projects and being introduced to Twitter Spaces and Injective Community as a weekly space. But indeed, next one is speaking about NFT state and Injective NFT scene. We would love to get you on board, Jake. It would be such a pleasure to have your insights and experience.
We'd love to be there, Remy. Remy, by the way, I hope you know I had no malicious intent in saying that. I was more so just cracking a joke. Absolutely love what you guys are doing, and I think the weekly Injective Space is a great initiative. So yeah, I'd be happy to support you guys out on the next one, and I'm going to listen to this week's one as well. So keep it up, man.
No worries. It's been a pleasure to build along all of you guys.
Love it.
Nice. Let's go. The vibes are high. The vibes are only getting higher. I guess we're gonna definitely see all of you guys again on Friday. Next Wednesday, upcoming community space. It's amazing. It's amazing, the vibe, the connections we've made, and just the mutual love for everyone building on Injective. It's truly, truly, truly a big pleasure. So I just want to say thank you all, for having been here, for, still being here with Injective, with Divine Beings, with the Premier Ninjas. All of this stuff coming up, we're truly just getting started, and I'm excited, man. I'm super excited. I'm excited, sharing with everybody, all these weekly alphas. And I think that, I think we're going to remember this time, for a very long time, in our lives, because to me, truly, it's been the best time I had in crypto since I've started in 2017. Never really had a better time. So yeah, I want to say thank you all. It's been amazing. It's truly been amazing.
Yeah, man. Great, great note to end the call and the space. And yeah, let's fucking go. Also, I just want to say this before you go. Everything is pumping, but remember always, if you don't take any profits, there will come dips. So if you don't have the stomach to take a 20, 30, 40% correction, then just take some profit sometimes. You don't have to take much if you don't want to. But yeah, keep that in mind. And let's go. Let's keep performing. Let's work on ourselves and keep it up.
Yes, sir. Some very valuable advice. That's something that, I have been deciding to change in this cycle as well, is just keep taking profits. And the same way you dollar cost average into a token when it dips, you can dollar cost average out of a token. So, if you're up tremendously, if you're up 2x, 3x, 5x, 10x, take 10% out and keep it in either Injective or keep it in USDT, or, buy yourself something of value in real life or whatever, just, make sure that, if you have any gains, to realize those gains, you don't have to go all out or all in, but just do it incrementally. And, it's a sure way to not fuck it up this time. So yeah, thank you, Ethereolux, for that reminder. It's one of the most important things, especially if you are new to this and this is your first bull market cycle or your second. Just keep those things in mind. And wow, what a space again. We've been going on for an hour and 20 minutes. It's been amazing. We talked about all of the latest alpha. I see Legacy in here as well. Much love to you, bro. If you guys have, heard this from the beginning, do make sure to go back and re-listen to it. It has been a lot of, essentially we've covered pretty much everything going on Injective right now. So make sure to listen to it. Super bullish on the ecosystem, super bullish on all the builders, super bullish on everyone, following,
you know, us and everybody else, and, you know, just participating in this amazing movement. So thank you all. Much love to everybody. You know, make sure to stay up to date. We'll see you again, you know, on Friday, definitely for the Talis space. We're going to be there as well. Theomrex, I don't know if you're going to be speaking or not. But anyways, we're going to be,
I don't think so.
Yeah, we're going to be there as listeners as well. So we'll see you there, and we'll see you on next Wednesday, for another community space. So make sure to tune in, make sure to, you know, come pass by, hear the latest alpha. And if you're a holder, stay up to date for the newest Learn and Earn that's going to be dropping very soon with some very, very juicy rewards. So thank you all so much. Much love to everyone. I wish you all an amazing, amazing rest of the week, and truly grateful for everything that's happening. So see you guys very soon. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
There's this principle in like Taoism. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in like Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts, forgetting how to fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code, and now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Really? Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
We started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out, teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits, all you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile over here rewiring features, more critical thinking, less knee jerk, more evolution, less shit coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Terror spaces.